there, it's Julie for Dobbs. Since 1976, drivers have counted on us for bumper-to-bumper tire and auto service. And Dobbs now has more than 40 locations. One's probably close to you. Come see us today.
For deals you can use, click on gotodobbs.com now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Joey Vitale views things a little differently. Just imagine how he looks at hockey.
Whoa!
This is The View from Vitale, brought to you by Scott Lee Heating Company, a proud Mitsubishi Electric Elite contractor.
Blues fall last night in overtime to the Vegas Golden Knights. Joining us to talk about it is Joey Vitale, who joins us via the 101 ESPN Celebrity Line with Kerry Davis. I'm Anthony Stalter. Joe, frustrating one certainly last night. Bennington was outstanding, unfortunately, for the Blues. Thompson was also outstanding. When you played and a goaltender is playing as well as Bennington or Thompson, do you just like go by him at some point and say, what is your deal tonight?
You know, Saltz, you would for Bennington, but you'd be saying it to him every night. So I kind of think it kind of becomes the standard to be set, which is crazy, man. I mean, I look at the teams the Blues have been playing this year. I can't think of, you know, maybe outside of one or two games all season long where the Blues outplayed their opponent but lost the game where they're tipping their hat to the opponent goaltender. And you know what? This is happening on a ridiculous level to all the other teams the Blues are playing. I mean, even that Ottawa Senators game last week, you know, you look at the Ottawa Senators team, a good team, outplayed the Blues, out-attempted them 70-40, and they're just tipping their hat to Joel Hofer. I mean, there's been plenty of games like that, and that's one of the things that's been very consistently good this year for this Blues team has been their goaltending.
Joey, the Blues won with 11 forwards and 7 defensemen. Sonny got hurt yesterday. Is anything going to change or is there any update on his status just yet?
You know, I talked to Sonny briefly this morning. We were texting back and forth. I was just checking in with him. He is getting evaluated today. They don't really know anything just yet. I would imagine that they'll get results today and then probably make an announcement tomorrow from the head coach. They certainly are hoping that it's not as serious as they think. They're calling it a lower body. I know that, you know, Sundquist has had multiple hip procedures in the last few years. He also had one of his knees done as well. So you're really hoping this isn't a Robbie Fabry situation where an operated knee a couple of years ago is re-injured, because that is certainly not a great look. You know, it's unfortunate for him too. He just signed a brand new 2-year extension with St. Louis a few weeks ago, right before the trade deadline hit. So this is going to be a tough loss, and hopefully it's not too long. You almost hope that it's maybe something what Justin Falk went through earlier in the year, a nasty collision for Falk. You thought season ending, maybe meniscus or ACL or Achilles, and he ended up only missing a few weeks. So you're hoping it's something that Sundquist can bounce back from. But this is a heart and soul throbbing kind of guy. I mean, he's an engine through the middle. He's such a great depth guy, personality in the locker room, shuts down games, kills penalties, blocks shots. He does everything he's asked. So this is going to be a tough loss here for St. Louis. I can't imagine they go back with an 11-7 set moving forward, because they're going to need to start rotating some guys in. But certainly you don't expect with an 11-7 set to lose two forwards at some point in that game, including Brandon Saad. And that was something the Blues certainly had to deal with last night.
Joe, we talked about this earlier with Jamie, but I'm interested in your thoughts on it as well. Last night, the Blues in the first two periods didn't seem like they got to their game, but by the third period, despite the injuries and the lack of forwards, man, it seemed like everything kind of clicked for them. Do you think it was just a matter of simplifying things in that third period, or was it just they turned it up? From your advantage, your viewpoint, what went right in the third period that didn't go right in the first two?
You know, I think that the first was tough because you're already down a forward because you're only dressing 11. And then, you know, Brandon Saad, he ends up going to the locker room. So then you're down to 10. Braden Schenn ends up getting in a fight, right? So then he's in there. But so then you're down to 9. And then Kyrie's got to serve his roughing minor, too, so you're down to eight. I mean, so I just think that the forwards had a rough time getting into a rhythm last night. And I actually applaud Bannister for trying this, because the game before that, he pretty much didn't even play Zachary Bolduc, and he was double-shifting the Kyrus and the Buchnevichs. So I think that it was just something, I think it threw a lot of the players off there, and it took them a while to get into the rhythm. The good news, I will say, though, is as the game went on, I think they kind of got back into the rhythm of where they were the game before in Minnesota. So in some ways, I can see Bannister continuing just to run his horses into the ground over the next few weeks, because I think that this is what it's going to take, hopefully, to pull off a 9-1 or 8-2 and 8-1-1 record, whatever it's going to have to be to get in, to at least give yourselves a chance. But it does sometimes take a little bit of time. But I'm with you. I thought it was a little bit, I'm not even going to say lethargic. I'm not going to say they didn't want it. I'm not going to say they didn't have energy. It just seemed like they weren't connected. Some passes were not there exactly. You're playing with lots of different wingers. You got different centermen because of all the different players interchanging in and out. Sometimes it can just take a little bit of rhythm. And I know that Saad going out because injury, Sundqvist going out because injury. You lose your captain for a good chunk of that first period because he got in that fight. So just a lot of personnel changes. And I think that, like I said, hopefully the Blues can kind of get into a rhythm over the next 2 days, including today and tomorrow before their game versus Calgary, to work out those kinks. Because, listen, when your star players are going good, I talked to Thomas about this a few weeks ago and after a really good game where he played almost 26 minutes. He said when you're playing good and you're consistent and you're getting points, you can take a minute and a half shift, come back to the bench, you can rest for 10 seconds, and you're just ready to go back out there again. That's the kind of energy I think Bannister's hoping for. But now it's really about this group just kind of finding a little bit of a rhythm.
Joey, that was a tough loss last night, and obviously you're chasing a team in the standings. What can that do to the psyche of this team, having a loss like that, knowing that they are still 5 points behind them?
Well, I mean, it's tough, Gary. I mean, you want to go in there last night, and you wanted to figure out a way to grab 2 points and close the gap a little bit. And, you know, the Blues certainly didn't do that. You still do grab a valuable point in overtime. You just kind of minimized the damage a little bit. But now you're still on the outside wanting to be in. You know you're going to need to get help from Vegas. I will say the positive thing, you know, talking to Steve Ott last night after the game, this team feels like they're right there with all these top teams. I mean, you lose to a Colorado team a couple weeks ago. Maybe one of the better games you played in the second half of the season. You just don't pull out a win. And then even in last night's game, I mean, yeah, you were a little lethargic in the first and maybe half of that second, but you came in waves in the third and came so easily to win that game in regulation. I mean, people kind of forget that, too, is where after they got that tying goal, Buchnevich was right there in the blue paint. He just hammers one wide. That would put him up by one. Even before that, you're hitting, you know, crossbar from Krug, crossbar from Shen. Kevin Hayes had a breakaway. He almost tucked it away. So many options and opportunities to put Vegas away in regulation. And I bring all that up because you're right there at the end, and you still can win this game in regulation. And that's with the fact that you haven't even played a great brand of hockey for, you know, 40, 45 minutes. So that to me says a lot. And I think the number one reason why, as we already mentioned, is the goaltending. But there is this characteristic of this team that they do have a tendency to outpatient teams, and they do strike really hard in those big games late in the third. It was just a little bit too little too late. But like I said, certainly last night it's a disappointing 1 point. You wanted to. You didn't want to give Vegas any. But that game had it all. It had fights, big saves, back and forth hockey. It was exciting. It was physical. We saw some goals, an overtime shootout that could have ended it. I mean, the fans were on their feet. It was a great game. It had everything except the Blues 2 points.
I know this is a tough question for you, Joey, just because you're observing things like we are now. But as a former player, how tough, you talk about it, it was almost like a playoff atmosphere last night, and you wind up losing in overtime. How difficult is it as a player, knowing that now you need help to get into the playoffs? Is it to get up from here on out? I mean, you got 10 games, including two nights from now, you're going to take on the Calgary Flames.
You know, it's tough, and this is where, I mean, the reality is that the destiny is out of their hands. You know, they're going to need help. You know, I mean, they can go on a 9-1 run the rest of the way. They can go 10-0. But then if Vegas ends up squeezing out a 7-4 run, it's still not going to be good enough. If Vegas ends up figuring out a way to go 6-5, for example, I mean, you're still going to need at least 8-2, probably more like 8-1-1. So that kind of gives you an idea of where they're at right now. Finding energy right now is not a problem because they're still in the mix. You know, talk to me in a week from now, and we'll see how things kind of play out with Vegas and St. Louis over the next week. It may be a different story, but finding energy right now is not a problem because you still have hope. You're still right there. You still got an opportunity. And I think that that's got to be the sign for this team. And you know what? I tip their hat to this team because I remember talking to the captain and talking to some of the veteran players around that trade deadline, that trip to New York. They just lost three in a row. I mean, I thought this team was going down. I mean, they seemed just off at practices. They lost three in a row. Deadline happened. You just thought, man, heading into that Boston game on that Sunday, I'm like, man, we're going to get absolutely wiped out here. It's not going to be good. The whole season's going to come to an end here within another week. And this group, you know, like I said, you got to give them a ton of credit. The leadership group, they turned this thing around. They won, you know, 6 out of 7 coming into last night's game. They've made the push. They've leaned on heavy goaltending. They're playing with passion. The depth has really come alive with the Kevin Hayes and the Brandon Saad. I thought Torrey Krug last night, maybe the best player on the ice. I mean, just little things like that I look for. You know, that was a big game. If you're Doug Armstrong, he wants to see who his gamers are. And a player like Torrey Krug, the way he had 9 attempts, hit the crossbar in the third period almost to tie the game, he was all over the place. I mean, those types of games, you see the competitive nature, you see the drive, you see the passion of certain players, and then certain players maybe not. And that's why it's a really good litmus test, I think, for Doug Armstrong as he continues to move forward, not only in this year, but certainly in the offseason heading into next year, about what type of players you want on your team.
Joe, great stuff, man. Appreciate it. And looking forward to watching what this Blues team does moving forward here.
Hey, sounds good, boys. You guys have a great week.
You too. Thanks, Joe. Mm-hmm.